This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
Well, one of the world's largest wind farms officially came online this week in Oregon with 300 giant wind turbines. But the launch comes just as a federal wind energy tax credit is about to expire. David Nogueras of Oregon Public Broadcasting reports.
John Audley is deputy director of the nonprofit Renewable Northwest Project. He says as far as wind projects go, the Shepherd's Flat Farm is an ambitious undertaking.
It is probably 2.5 to 3 times the size of good-sized wind farms. So this is a big wind farm.
The project's price tag was also big, just under $2 billion, about half of that coming from taxpayer subsidies. Now, some members of the Republican-controlled House want to end government support of green energy. This week, 47 congressmen penned a letter to Speaker John Boehner urging him to let the federal wind production tax credit expire at the end of this year. But that could have repercussions for the industry, says Renewable Northwest's John Audley.
It's important to note that the average wind turbine now is made from parts, about 60% of which are manufactured in the United States. And some U.S.-based companies boast as much as 80%.
In other words, eliminating that credit could also wind up eliminating jobs. At least that's the argument being put out by the American Wind Energy Association. It points to a study that shows letting the tax credits lapse could cost the U.S. more than 37,000 jobs. For Marketplace, I'm David Nogueras in Bend, Oregon.